The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, the apostles, "Don't think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against the mother, and a daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. And one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever received, you received me. Whoever receives me, received the one who sent me. Whoever received a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever received a righteous man because he is righteous will receive the righteous man's reward. Whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, even I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and preach in other towns. Gospel of the Lord. The history of the Israel people. Joseph was sold by his brothers to Egypt, but finally defined, although it's something bad. Joseph was betrayed by his brothers, but he became the one who saved the whole Israel people. So whatever God put into our life, sometimes, very first moment, we might say, unfortunate. But you might not know, it's more fortunate. For myself, I was born during the war. My father died during the wartime. Unfortunate. But if my father is still alive, I won't be a Catholic, because the whole family is very fervent Buddhist. So in some sense, I'm fortunate, or in the beginning, might be, you know, not an orphan, but, you know, after the war, hard time to find living for the family. But just trust. At times, we don't have this faith in the Lord because we do not trust in His love. That's why Sister Faustina gives us the best message from Jesus. Trust. Jesus knows us. We do not trust in love. Certain sense, good things have happened, thank the Lord. Something bad, we complain. Why me? But thank the Lord. Whatever happened in our life, our little crosses, it's a blessing. Thank the Lord when you're at the cross, because Jesus loved you most, because He invites you to share part of His life. Jesus died not all the time suffering, but at times there are sufferings. But all His life is for the sake of other people. He consecrated His life for the salvation of the world. We too, we are chosen to be consecrated to the salvation of the world, not for yourself. Of course, you have to save yourself first before you can save the world. But first of all, your life is not only limited to your family, to the society, to the world. That's why Jesus said, if you love your father and mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. His mission is great. The whole universe. Salvation through our participation in his life, Jesus' life.